Well, briefly before we have our closing prayer and song, just want to connect the dots for us, if you will. We've seen our Lord's trial and torture and crucifixion, reviling, rejection, His death and His burial. And we want to be clear then, what is the significance of all this? Why did Jesus have to go through all of this? Why is today called Good Friday when we hear such horrible sufferings of the eternal Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was innocent, who did nothing wrong? He said the only truly innocent person who ever lived. And look what He went through. So why do we even call it Good Friday? Well, there's a BC comic strip where it answers this question, basically. There's one guy sitting down by himself, and his friend approaches him, and he says to his friend, "I hate the term Good Friday." And his friend asks, "Why?" To which he responds, "My Lord was hanged on a tree that day." And so his friend responds, "If you were going to be hanged on that day, and he volunteered to take your place, how would you feel?" To which the guy says, "Good." To which his friend says, "Have a nice day." And walks away. So we call it Good Friday, not so much because our Lord was hanged on a tree that day, but because He so loved us that He willingly took our place. And He had to take our place in order to redeem us from the curse of the law. The Bible says that all of us has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not one of us has kept God's law perfectly. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible says. And not just temporal death, but eternal death. Because we have sinned against an infinitely holy and just God, we deserve His infinite and just wrath. But Christ bore God's wrath in our place on the cross, as we've heard. Paul says in Galatians 3, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree,' so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." You see, it was a great exchange. He received the curse that we deserved, and we receive the blessing that He deserved. We are so blessed in Christ because He was so cursed in our place. As Isaiah 53 spoke prophetically of Him, the suffering servant of the Lord, it said, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds we are healed." And so this is why we call it Good Friday. It's because on the cross Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. He atoned for all of our sins. He saved us once and for all from God's just wrath that we deserved. And so that's why it's good news. And it's Good Friday for those who trust in Jesus. But I must warn all who reject Christ and who don't repent of their sins and who don't trust in Him alone for their salvation, that the wrath of God remains on you. And you will face God's eternal wrath when Christ returns if you don't repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The sufferings that Christ went through will be upon you when He returns in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so, as long as you reject Christ, Good Friday can't be called good by you. Good Friday is bad news for you. But now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day. Don't wait any longer. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this day. The promise is sure that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And not only does He forgive you of all of your sins in Christ. But even more than that, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly places. You see, God didn't just save us from the punishment that we deserve, which would be amazing love and mercy and grace in and of itself, but even more, He abounded with mercy and grace and love. Because in Christ we receive every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, the Bible says. We are forgiven of all our sins. You are declared righteous in Christ, clothed in His righteousness once and for all. You are adopted as a beloved child of God. And the Holy Spirit now, God the Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, comes and dwells within you to preserve you in this salvation forever and to give you a foretaste of glory and to make you more like Jesus. He unites you with Christ and all His benefits. He comforts you in all of your trials in the Christian life. And He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. And ultimately, when Christ returns now, you don't need to fear the judgment. But you can look with uplifted head to the return of the One who Himself offered Himself up for us on the cross to the judgment of God in our place. And you can say, yes, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. He's going to come again one day. And He's going to wipe away every tear from our eyes and right every wrong and bring us into the glories of eternal life, a new heavens and new earth, where there's eternal peace and love and joy and blessing forever. You see, we've gone from wrath to riches in Christ. We are now dearly loved by the Father. He is our Heavenly Father. And you see, the cross was the clearest demonstration of God the Father's love for us. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." Romans 5 says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." As Ian Hamilton put it, the cross is the pulpit of God's love. Cross proclaims to us louder than ever the love of God. If you ever doubt God's love for you, if you ever feel like He is against you, if you feel like He has abandoned you, if you ever feel mistreated and abused by others and God is not caring about you in those moments, if you feel scared and afraid in life, if you fear death, if you wonder if God is truly just, if you doubt His mercy, the cross is always the answer. Look to the cross. It's where justice and mercy meet. It's where God not only upholds His justice, but also demonstrates once and for all His never failing, always faithful love for you and me in Christ. Because Christ was forsaken, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And so as Paul puts it so beautifully in Romans 8, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? And who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the One who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. So this is the good news of Good Friday. This is why we can truly call it Good Friday. And so let us rejoice. Let us rest and rejoice in this good news. And let us live then lives of self-sacrificial love towards God and others. Because He first loved us in Christ. We love because He first loved us. And let us share this good news with others and look forward to the return of Christ. Amen.